It's the Noah Fant Show on Stokely and Zach.
Touchdown, Noah Fant!
Every Tuesday, the tight end joins Stoke and Zach to recap last week's game and look ahead to Denver's next matchup.
Caught for the touchdown! Grab by Fant!
Now here's Stokely and Zach with number 87, Noah Fant.
Noah Fant.
Yes, it is our guy here on a Tuesday. Noah Fant on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Noah, thank you again for joining us here. It's just me, Zach, today, flying solo. Appreciate you checking in. Before we talk about the football game, I'm curious, the fact that it's Raiders week, and the biggest story in all of sports is the former now head coach from the Raiders. Do you have any thought on what's transpired here in the last 24 hours, and how much discussion with you and your teammates has there been about it?
Yeah, man, I think that's just crazy, honestly. Obviously, like everybody knows, emails that have resurfaced and things like that. I can't really speak much upon it. I mean, that's just a crazy situation. Crazy that he stepped down, and, you know, obviously we'll see how their team responds to that. I know that's going to be a tough situation for them and their organization. But yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and that's a perfect way to describe it. Crazy. Didn't see it coming. Really wild. Noah, all right, man. I'm frustrated. I got to tell you, you were not targeted. Your first target came with 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter. There just seems to be some disconnect. Talk to me a little bit here. Why is this going on?
Yeah, man. I'm not sure. I'm just trying to, you know, do what I can. Do the most I can, and with the opportunities I'm given, and yeah, I'm not trying to give you the generic answers, but I don't know, man. We're trying to figure it out as an offense. There's been some games I've gotten targeted early, and then this last game I didn't get targeted till the fourth quarter. So I'm not gonna be the one to turn and point fingers or anything, and I'm just trying to get better in any way I can, and eventually it'll benefit me and it'll pop. So.
I hope you're right on that, and I think you are right on that, hopefully this weekend. But Noah, this weekend, the third down and distance has to get better. The average third down and distance right now is 3rd and 8. It's the second worst mark in the league. Those unmanageable third downs trying to stay on the football field. What do you point to that's, that you can improve on as an entire offense, getting in those more manageable down and distances?
Yeah, I think it's just keeping positive plays. Keeping the ball moving forward, getting some good players dialed up that, you know, plays too well to our personnel, and, going from there. I think, that's the biggest thing, is staying in front of the sticks when you get behind, it's either false starts, holdings, whatever, penalties, missed assignments, anything like that. It puts you behind the eight ball. So staying out of those positions and making sure we're getting positive gain early in the downs.
Broncos tight end Noah Fant is joining us here on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. What's the vibe or spirit right now of the football team? You guys started off 3-0. Everything felt great. You dropped the last two. What's the spirit right now of the team?
I think guys are just frustrated right now. We want to find answers and, get this thing rolling. Obviously, we have all the talent. That's the most frustrating thing, is like we have so much talent on both sides of the ball. To be doing this as a team, to be, dropping games like that. So the frustration is high, but, we know we have to go back and, get back to work. So use that to motivate us and, try to get a win against the Raiders. So.
Noah, last one before I let you go here. You just mentioned the Raiders. I know you start looking at the opposing team this time around this week or this time of the week. What do you see from this Vegas team, who started 3-0 just like you guys, then has hit a rough patch here?
Yeah, no, I think they got a good defense. They got some good key players on defense. They got Crosby, they've got Farrell, they've got Abram at safety. They've got some good corners, some good linebackers. So they're a good defense, and I think their offense has played really well. The first three games, they hit some rough patches the last couple games, but their offense is really, they can perform at a really high level. So, that's what I see from them. I think they're going to be a good team and a good test for us. And, I don't expect for all the head coaching stuff to be a distraction for them. I think they're going to get through that, and they've retained all their, you know, coaching staff besides John Gruden. So I'm going to expect that to be a factor, and I think that they're going to come out and give us their best shot. Obviously, them being in the same position as us, dropping the last couple games and trying to get back on track. So, yeah, good team, and we're going to have to be ready to play for sure.
All right, man. Mile High is going to be all fired up for this one. Mike Shanahan going in the Ring of Fame. Feels like the sense of urgency is palpable. Best of luck this weekend, Noah, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. Broncos tight end Noah Fant. I said this to Stoke a week ago. There should never be a football game where Noah Fant, considering his talent and already what we've seen through the first 2 years of him as a Bronco, getting better year over year in year three, where he should have three targets in a game. He was not targeted until 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Just unacceptable. I don't know how else to say it. I'm sitting at home frustrated, so I can't imagine how he's feeling. It's got to be like borderline like anger, and you heard it in his voice when I asked him about the targets. It's like almost like a deflated response there, and I get it. I get it, and that has got to change, because if there was like a graph, there's like, you see all these graphs on social media, analytics, and you know, whatever. If there was like some sort of graph for the Broncos and every player in terms of what their talent level is juxtaposed with the usage rate, Noah Fant would be like one of those outliers that's like way off the screen, like where you see Jokic on those like, you know, efficiency charts, you know, in the NBA season. That's what it feels like. It's like, dude, we can't get this guy more involved. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. His alma mater, by the way, this weekend, what a massive win. Iowa, third ranked in the nation, hosted fourth ranked Penn State, got down 14-3. Now, I don't know if you know much about Iowa football, but they are not built for a comeback. That's just not how they play. And the fact that they went on to win that game 23-20, what a massive program win, for Iowa. So, and I think there's three different Denver Broncos that went to Iowa, current Denver Broncos. So, all right, let's take this phone call. Richie, Laura wants to chime in. Laura, appreciate you listening. What's on your mind here?
Hey, Zach, thanks for taking my call. It's kind of old news right now, but I just wanted to reiterate the call about no energy with the Broncos. I mean, that's what it seems like. There's no spark. And, you know, you listen to Shermer talk, he sounds like a robot in these little monotone phrases. And Fangio, if he's not accountable for what he does and doesn't do, then he's not engaged enough, and hence the lack of any energy or spark. I want some coaches to show me that they care and that they're thinking about it and that they have reactions. And then just briefly, the thing about Gruden, I thought you did a great job. I don't like Gruden, but the way we've set standards for society now, United States, that's a great example. They say what they want to say. And behind closed doors, how many owners think exactly like Gruden and probably worse?
Laura, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you chiming in. You know, lastly, to that final point, talking about the owners and, you know, what their thought is. Like, John Gruden was, you know, he was enabled here. Like, there was dialogue. I want to see what the other side sounded like, too. This was an investigation for the Washington football team, and John Gruden's name was exposed, and hopefully it's a teaching point. Hopefully we can learn something from it, and maybe even look it in the mirror ourselves with in any regard, however you internalize it for you, however it's right for you. It's just not good from John Gruden. Not good. And I think that it is a little bit revealing, the fact that he felt so comfortable to talk like this probably means on the other end of that dialogue, there was, if not receptive to it, engaging with it. So we'll see what the future holds with as more information comes out. But why did the information come out? That's a question that I have as well. Like, this got leaked. This was an NFL investigation. This got leaked. Typically, someone who leaks something has something to gain from it. And I'm curious who gained off this. I don't know the answer to that question, but I think it's fair to ask the question because this was the league doing the investigation. Very interesting. Okay. Given how much things have shifted this week with the Raiders, we look back at a prime opportunity slipping through the Broncos' fingers. Just how much did that cost the Broncos this past weekend? Take a dive into it coming up next.